So I'm calling this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the Board of Trustees. Thank you all for being here. Ms. Carey, would you take the role, please?
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee Robert Bowie. Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Matthew Holmes.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz.
Here.
Board Chair John Butler.
Here. Mr. Brady, can you verify that we have a quorum and appropriate notice of this meeting was issued?
Mr. Chair, quorum has been met and appropriate notices by the university have been provided.
We have an agenda before us. May I have a motion to approve that agenda?
So moved. Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion is approved. The agenda is approved. I prepared to say things with a little more detail in case there were people here beyond those of you who are familiar with this group, and so I hope that you'll appreciate that I won't go into as much detail as I thought. I was going to mention who were the board officers and who chaired the committees, but I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing people who know what we do and know who we are, so I won't go into that too much. We have one task before us, which is to go into closed session, so we'll do that very soon. The chair's comment period, it's typically a more or less situation. Today, as I mentioned just a second ago, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the leadership decisions, but I don't think we need to do that. I was very pleased to welcome the new board members, so welcome again. Just because they're the new board members, though, I hope we can maybe jettison this term old trustees. If that's possible, we can get that out of the way.
Seems appropriate to me.
Before
Trustee
it gets
Coleman,
to...
Trustee Coleman duly chastised okay. The provost on this point.
I did that in private.
I just want to say personally thank you to all the board members for your assistance in moving us to this meeting today and the consultation that you provided me as we worked out who would be the officers and who would chair the various committees. As you know, Trustee Coleman is the vice chair and Dennis Barsima. Trustee Barsima has agreed to serve as the fourth member of the executive committee. And so we have a almost full composite of our elected officers. The merit board position remains open. So anybody interested, just let me know. Chance to drive to Urbana. If you want it, it's available. So this is a time of significant transition, obviously, as Dr. Long presented. He did so in a way that's better than what I had prepared here. There's a great deal of anxiety, and there's a morale issue on campus. We're in arguably the most challenging period in the history of the university, I think arguably. And the further incapacity to fund higher education in Springfield, among other critical needs, is just continuing that pressure and anxiety. So I wanted to assure, and for the record, I will assure the NIU community that we are very serious about these issues. We're committed to moving forward quickly and intentionally to onboard our new trustees and to take seriously our tasks. I want to acknowledge again, however, the significance of the day. This date brings upon us all a deep level of reflection. I think we pay quiet respect to the students who lost their lives, their still grieving families and loved ones, and we reflect on the courage and the determination of so many people whose lives were changed forever that day. So we won't forget throughout this day, as we continue to do the work of the university, what an important day it is for us. I want to take a moment and just make sure that we all fully understand who Greg Long is, because he's a big deal. He stands here today as not only the president of the Faculty Senate, but also the executive secretary of the University Council. And that's the university-level consolidated governance council that includes faculty, staff, students, and administrators. And it is he and his colleagues, also Holly Nicholson, who you met earlier, and Kathy Doderline, who you haven't met, who's president of the Supportive Professional Staff Council, they are part of what's called the University Advisory Council, and they are a regular presence at our board meetings. And as Greg noted, they meet with the president prior to the board meetings to determine if there's any issues on the agenda that they want to talk about or would like to see on the agenda as well. During the ad hoc committee meetings, we've invited the UAC representatives to sit at the table with us and have a much more casual conversation with us on these issues that we have determined are so important. When we meet in regular session, it's a little more distant. They sort of sit over here, we sit over there, and it's a lot more formal. So I will again provide Professor Long with an opportunity to address us.
Gosh. Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliments, and from our standpoint, I don't really have any specific comments planned because I don't know the topic, and you're going to go into closed session. So all I would say is thank you for your work, and I've appreciated my opportunity to serve in this role. It's having been a longstanding faculty member, and in fact, on Thursday when you all meet again, I'm not going to be able to meet in the second half of your meeting because I'm doing my presidential teaching professorship lecture that, you know, I'm going to give reflections on what it's like to have done this for 30 years. Of course, I have 30 minutes to do so, so I'm really kind of struggling with that. But I appreciate the opportunity to participate, and I know that there'll be some future discussion in this group about the policy library concept, which is something that, from a shared governance standpoint, we feel very strongly about that needs to move forward. So I just thank you and appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, and thank you for sticking around and addressing us again. So are there interest in making public comment today?
I have received no requests, and the recording secretary has received no requests.
Okay. So somewhat unorthodox now, we ask, are there other matters to come before this board? The board meets again in a special session on Thursday. I believe the time is 1 o'clock?
Correct.
We'll all be here. So, so now the board needs to move into closed session. We don't plan to take up any business after the closed session. May I have a motion? I have a lot to say, new trustees, before I get the motion. So, may I have a motion to close the public meeting, to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. And litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion?
So be it.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Kathy, would you please take the roll? We do a roll call vote for this.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Aye.
Trustee Robert Boy? Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Aye.
Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Aye.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Yes.
Board Chair Mark, I knew I was gonna do that, sorry. Board Chair John Butler.
Not an insult at all, yes. The motion then is approved. The meeting is now closed. It will be reopened at the conclusion of the board's closed session for the purposes of adjournment. I don't have an estimate that's fairly accurate, but I would be surprised if we were back here any sooner than 2 hours. But that's let's make that a goal. So the board will meet in room 225, which is downstairs, for the closed session, and we'll reopen the public meeting and adjourn when we've completed that closed session.